This is Ozarks at Large. Dr. Huda Sharaf, Chief Medical Director of the University of Arkansas Pat Walker Health Center, is issuing a stark public health warning to more than 28,000 incoming U of A students, 4,300 faculty and staff, as well as residents of Northwest Arkansas about the new life-threatening COVID-19 Delta variant spreading throughout the state. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
New COVID-19 infections in Arkansas, resulting in surging hospitalization and death, are projected to triple through August. Dr. Huda Sharaf, U of A Medical Clinic Director, reports that unvaccinated Arkansans are being disproportionately impacted at staggering rates.
One of the things that folks need to know is that over 90% of the current COVID cases in the state of Arkansas are due to Delta variant. So why is that such a big deal? Well, the Delta variant basically is more contagious than our original COVID-19 strain that started to affect our communities now, 16 or 17 months ago, and also causes more significant disease. I'll say this multiple times. The current vaccines that are on the market are all 100% effective in preventing serious disease, hospitalizations, and deaths related to COVID-19, to include the variants.
Sharaf, a board-certified internal physician who oversees the health of the U of A community, has also helped to guide Northwest Arkansans through a global pandemic as a Fayetteville City Health Board member. She says the COVID-19 Delta variant carries a much higher viral load compared to the original novel coronavirus first emerging out of China in late winter 2019.
So you have an individual that has COVID-19, the original strain, and they're unvaccinated, let's just say. And they're symptomatic, they're coughing and they're sneezing, and so they're basically throwing out all these droplets. I'm just going to pull a number out of the air. Let's say each droplet has 3 viral particles in it, okay? And then each COVID-19 original strain patient can infect a couple of people, maybe up to 4 people. Now let's compare that with the same person that's unvaccinated that gets the Delta variant. Again, I've just stated that virus has the ability to duplicate itself in the body multiple times very, very quickly. So now the person that's unvaccinated that has Delta variant is having issues with breathing and coughing, and now they're spewing droplets. But instead of each of those droplets, say, having 3 viral particles, Each of those droplets now have about 4,000 viral particles.
Particles which, if inhaled or touched by an unvaccinated person, can quickly cause life-threatening infection.
And once the person that's unvaccinated gets infected, they're hit with a huge viral burden all at once. So that's why you're hearing about stories of people that are otherwise healthy. These are not people that are sick with diabetes or high blood pressure. These are otherwise healthy younger people that within 24 to 48 hours are having difficulty breathing. They're presenting to emergency rooms. They're being admitted to hospitals if there are beds available, or being sent admitted to ICUs, put on ventilators to help the person breathe. This is a serious, serious issue. We thought COVID-19, the original strain, was bad, and it was. And look at the destruction that it caused worldwide.
Of 194 million infections worldwide, more than 4 million have died, including over 6,000 Arkansans. Complicating matters in Arkansas are right-wing Republican lawmakers who've banned protective state executive emergency actions and local ordinances that would require vaccinations, masks, or social distancing, all proven to blunt viral spread.
So, you know, we're getting ready to welcome tens of thousands of students back for a fairly normal fall semester. I think if you had asked any of us, we were all hopeful that we would feel less stress and less worry this time, this year, and not feel more worried compared to July of last year. And right now we're more worried. We are doing everything in our power on this campus to try to mitigate risk. The bottom line is that there's going to be risk. We already, our hands are tied. I mean, to a lot of, we cannot mandate masks on campus, given what has been decided with legislators in Little Rock. And we obviously are a state facility. We cannot require COVID vaccine. We can only strongly encourage it and try to get health experts to continue to repeat that message.
A message Sharaf is sharing widely.
We have vaccine at our health center. Our health center is in the middle of campus. People can just walk in and get the vaccine. It doesn't get much easier than that. And there's no cost associated to the vaccine. So, you know, we are doing everything that we can to protect the students, faculty, and staff, but we're also aware that we don't live in a silo. I mean, what happens on our campus in Fayetteville affects our local community. And with our health resources and all the hospitals in Northwest Arkansas being stretched, we need to be concerned and we need to be worried.
The end of the pandemic is in reach if everyone gets vaccinated, Sharaf says. Vaccines are plentiful, free, and available at pharmacies, clinics, and mass vaccine events.
Unvaccinated persons are the ones that are causing the surge. There is no way around that. It's not the vaccinated that are spreading disease. If you are unvaccinated and you do not want to get the vaccine, please wear a mask wherever you go, whenever you're in public. For those of you who are vaccinated, and if you are in a large group indoors and you do not know the vaccine status of everyone around you, wear a mask. Just wear a mask to protect yourself, and perhaps you have young children at home, obviously to protect them as well.
Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has, like Dr. Huda Sharaf, been speaking out. He's traveling the state hosting community COVID-19 conversations with constituents to encourage getting the shots. On Monday, Hutchinson spoke to a crowd at Arkansas State University Mountain Home campus in Baxter County, where he was repeatedly heckled by anti-vaxxers. He maintained his composure, but issued this warning.
There's a prohibition under law right now that the state cannot issue a mask mandate. Whether that changes or not down the road remains to be seen. And as governor, I don't know what's ahead. I don't know whether we will be building field hospitals or whether we will be having schools close down the road. I don't know what happens down there. I don't know what happens with this virus. All I can do is follow the science and the best advice that I get as governor day by day.
The governor, however, who is a Republican, assured the crowd he has no plans to press for a mask mandate, leaving it up to a large majority of Arkansans who remain unvaccinated to do the right thing. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention yesterday issued a new advisory to Americans who are vaccinated to wear masks indoors where unvaccinated people in regions with rising infection rates are likely to congregate. That includes Arkansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma. Governor Asa Hutchinson's Baxter County COVID-19 conversation, by the way, recorded by Radio KTLO in Mountain Home.